Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
Some people like to think of the worst of this country, and too often I think Australians are accused of being a nation of racists. And I've been making the point for some time that this isn't the Australia I know. It's not the Australia that I've lived in for the past 40 years. And a major national survey on social and political issues have proved the idea that Australia is not a racist country. The Mapping Social Cohesion Report, conducted by Monash University and the Scanlon Foundation, shows we've got great attitudes to multiculturalism. The report has revealed 83% of people believe that multiculturalism has been good for Australia. Two-thirds of Australians believe we should do more to learn about the customs and heritage of different groups in this country. And even when it comes to immigration, there's only a low level of concern among Australians, 34% saying our immigration intake is too high. And that's the lowest level recorded in the annual Mapping Social Cohesion Report since it started 9 years ago. The survey has also revealed Australians have a positive attitude towards refugees. 80% of people say they support accepting refugees who've been assessed overseas and found to be victims of persecution and in need of help. And more than two-thirds of Australians believe all refugees should receive equal consideration, not be selected based on their religion. The surveys found that attitudes towards Muslims are the same as they were in 2011, despite major issues abroad and at home involving Islamic fundamentalism. And these results prove that Australians are open to different cultures and religions and all sorts of things. So why is it that we're so often painted differently as a racist nation? On the line, Professor Andrew Marcus, the author of this report. Professor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
It's hard to sum this whole thing up because you look at so many aspects of Australian life, but let me ask you first of all, what are the issues that Australians are most concerned about at the moment?
Concerned about the economy, that's number one. And number two is quality of politicians.
Funny that.
Yeah,
so our satisfaction with Australia's political system is, what, decreasing?
It is. Like, it's already at a low level. It's been at a low level for quite a while.
Hmm.
I don't know if you remember the halcyon days of Prime Minister Rudd.
Yes, I certainly do.
And, you know, that failure to deliver on a range of promises.
Hmm.
And it's at that point, between 2009 and 2010, that confidence in Canberra went off the cliff, and it's never recovered.
I mentioned about our attitudes towards multiculturalism and race. Is that a fair way of me summing it up? And I've made this point, and it was interesting that I read parts of your report today because I thought, well, this is right in line with what I've been saying for a long time on this show. I mean, there are some people out there who like to paint us as this racist nation of rednecks, but that's not the Australia I know. In the Australia I know, if someone was abusing someone on a train or a bus based on their race, then Aussies step up and step in. And in fact, we saw that incident in Adelaide over the weekend where that happened, and this seems to be the case time and time again. Tell me what you found on issues to do with racism, race, multiculturalism.
The summary that you gave at the beginning, that was spot on. I mean, you gave all the key indicators, like 83% of respondents think that multiculturalism has been good for Australia.
Mm.
But, you know, the point about these surveys is not just a one-hit wonder. It's not just one survey and then let's go and do something else. We've been doing the survey annually. On multiculturalism, every time it's been between 83 and 86%, so it's quite consistent.
Mm. On the issue of people arriving in Australia by boat, this is interesting.
Yes, like people, I don't know if Australians are given enough credit, they actually draw a clear distinction between the humanitarian program, which selects people overseas, as you said, 80% support in this survey, as distinct from people who arrive by boat.
So 80% of people are very open-minded and supportive when it comes to genuine refugees coming into the country, but when it comes to people arriving here by boat, 61% of Australians disapprove or strongly disapprove.
Yes, so that the boat issue, and it's been quite consistent in surveying for a number of years, it's very much a minority, 25 to 30%, pretty much in that range, who think that if you come by boat, then you've got a right to live in Australia.
Okay, here's another one just on the boat issue. Those asylum seekers who arrived by boat and who are at the moment being held in Nauru or Manus Island or Christmas Island or something like that, you asked people what the most important problem facing Australia was today. How many people nominated that issue, treatment of asylum seekers?
2%.
That's it?
2%. And what's interesting is that that number hasn't really moved for several years. So it's there, but it's very much a concern of a relatively small number of Australians.
Mm. And when it comes to people of a Muslim persuasion, Muslim background, this is interesting because there hasn't been much of a move in our attitudes towards Muslims, despite the fact that since 2011, of course, we've had, well, Islamic State has been on the scene. We've had terror attacks on our home soil. But Australians can differentiate between the murderous lunatics of Islamic State and people who live in Australia who just happen to be Muslim going about their normal business.
Yes, exactly right again, that concern about terrorism has increased very substantially, but that hasn't translated into negative attitudes towards Muslims, which have remained constant for 6 years.
I think this paints us in a pretty good light.
There's also, you know, always we've got to make qualifications. Probably about 12% of the Australian population is seriously intolerant.
Mm.
And we get that figure by aggregating a number of questions, a range of responses. So it's not as if, you know, they don't exist. But what we're talking about is the majority and the minority,
yeah,
and a small minority of quite negative people.
You also had a look at how much interest we had in the last federal election.
Yes, about 35% of people said they had no interest or almost no interest. And the largest group that had no interest were young men.
Young men.
Aged 18 to 24.
Okay, surprise, surprise.
Yes, surprise, surprise. I think they're out there having good time.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much for coming on and sharing some of the results.
Good, thanks very much for taking me through those.
Professor Andrew Marcus, author of the report, Mapping Social Cohesion, conducted by Monash University and the Scanlon Foundation. And look, I know that there's many take homes out of what they've just shared with us because it looks at many aspects of Australian life. But on the race issue and on our attitudes towards racism, it backs up what I've been saying all along. And that's not the Australia I know. Having said that, there are many people in positions of influence, some in the media, some in politics, who go out of their way 24/7 to try and convince everyone else that we're a nation of rednecks. And studies like this just prove that they're wrong. But I don't need a study to know that they're wrong. I walk around in this country every day, and that's not the Australia I know.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.